The Climate Change Minister, Greg Combey, says this report is a wake-up call to those who deny that climate change is a problem. He told our Chief Political Correspondent, Sabra Lane, that it also reinforces why the federal government has put a price on carbon.
These are things that people in the community need to be aware of, and of course they're the underpinning reason why the government has moved to reduce greenhouse gas emissions as part of an international effort to tackle climate change. The scientific facts are very clear, and we've got to deal with this issue. You cannot bury your head in the sand like Tony Abbott would have us do.
But also, you've just also pointed to the international effort here. Isn't that the key to this? Despite all the money being spent in Australia on fighting climate change, it comes to naught if China, India and other major developing countries don't sign an internationally binding agreement to cut emissions.
Well, of course, this is part of the nonsense of the debate that we've had in Australia that Tony Abbott has propagated. First of all, he says the science is crap, that's his word, and then he says, nothing we need to do about it, and what's more, no one else is doing anything about it, all of which is complete rubbish, absolute garbage. I just had the climate change minister from China in Australia last week taking me through the emissions trading schemes that will introduce carbon pricing into a range of cities and provinces in China this year, and taking me through the fact that from 2015 China will have a national emissions trading scheme, and so will Korea from 2015. California started carbon pricing from the 1st of January this year. New Zealand's had an emissions trading scheme for several years before us. All across the European Union there's carbon pricing through an emissions trading scheme. And countries are taking action on this issue. It's patchy in some respects, but in the international community, the science is respected. It's recognised that there needs to be efforts to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, and countries are taking steps to achieve it. We are but one of those countries, and we, of course, have a responsibility. We're the highest greenhouse gas emitter per capita amongst all the advanced economies, and other countries expect us to do our bit. And I can assure you my Chinese counterpart made quite clear that as our number one trading partner, China expects Australia to play its part while they're playing their part.
Shouldn't there be more focus now on mitigating the effects of climate change? As we've seen in recent years with the Brisbane floods, the intense cyclones, billions of dollars being spent on repairs and instant cash handouts to families. Wouldn't it be more sensible for that money to go into mitigation to try and stop the worst effects?
Well, what's sensible is to put in place the cheapest, most effective method to cut our greenhouse gas emissions, and that's what the government has done with the carbon price mechanism. What's sensible is to support the development and deployment of renewable energy and energy efficiency, and that's what the government's doing. For example, we have the Renewable Energy Target Scheme in place. And what's sensible, as you point to, is to take steps to help adapt to the changes that we are experiencing. But, for example, planning is a responsibility of state and territory governments and local governments, and we've got conservative state governments like the Queensland and New South Wales governments that are burying their head in the sand and, in fact, sending things backwards, pretending that there is no sea level rise that we're confronting or that has occurred already. You don't need to change planning arrangements, and they're in the pockets of developers.
The former Emergency Services Minister, Robert McClellan, said a year ago that there needed to be a rethink on the Commonwealth spending on disaster and emergency management, pointing out that a flood levy built for Charleville at a cost of $9 million saved the town, and he compared that cost with the $250 million spent in emergency one-off payments to families after the 2011 Queensland floods, and he said that perhaps that money could have been better spent on preventative mitigation like levies.
Mitigation and adaptation is a very important part of responding to climate change, but it would be helpful if you had a unified view in politics, both at a national level and with states and territories. But unfortunately, the Liberal Party, nationally with Tony Abbott, and at state levels with people like Campbell Newman, is in the hands of people who are climate change deniers.
But Mr. McClellan also had, those words were also redirected at the Commonwealth's own spending. He was saying that it makes more sense to put this money into preventative measures rather than mopping up afterwards.
Well, I think people expect the Commonwealth to help them in times of emergency, and that's of course what we have done. They also expect us, as Mr. McClellan is pointing to, is to support longer-term efforts to deal with these things, which we are doing.
The Australasian Fire and Emergency Service Authorities Council says there should be a re-evaluation now based on the findings in this report, with governments and emergency services groups all talking together about how Australia should react to future intense climate change events. Will that happen? Will you encourage that?
Well, I think it's a good idea. The more discussion that there is about this and how we're going to tackle it, the better.
That's the Climate Change Minister Greg Combe speaking to Chief Political Correspondent Sabra Lane.